Welcome to the Resilience is Everything podcast. Let's crack the resilience code. Let's transform your challenges into opportunities. The truth is, leaders are discovered in times of crisis. And now your host, international keynote speaker and best-selling author, Rene Gadafori.
Have you ever had a look at your career and somehow in the workplace, you feel like you are stuck at the bottom? You feel like no matter what you do, you are not progressing. You are not moving ahead. And yet you see some people at the top. They are leading. They are in charge. They are getting the big paychecks. Somehow you get the sense that they are smarter than you are. They are brighter. They are more intelligent. And you begin to self-doubt yourself. Have you ever had those moments? And then you get to work up close with a certain individual, a certain person at the top. Maybe you are at a function, a networking event at the company. You are engaging in a conversation with the person. And suddenly you realize, seriously? Really? That person is not that bright. That person is not any more intelligent. How come they are at the top and I am kind of like stuck? Do they have a secret? Is this because they know somebody at the top? The answer is no. It's not because they know somebody at the top. It's not because they have a secret. In fact, if they have a secret, I'm about to reveal it to you right now. Or maybe you are in business. You are in the same market with another business and same market, same products, or maybe same services. Somehow they are thriving. They are doing extremely well and your business is struggling. You wonder, do they know something you don't know? Are they more intelligent or smarter or brighter than you are? The answer is no. So what is it? I want to reveal to you right now. And once you understand this one concept, you can literally write your own ticket to the top, anytime, anywhere. Are you ready for it? Let's do it. All right, let's start. The secret, so to speak, is this: personal initiative. Okay, what is personal initiative? Okay, personal initiative is when you are a self-starter. You basically do things because you want to do it, because you feel compelled to doing it. Simply put, you don't wait around for a boss, a manager, or somebody to come and tell you what to do and when to do the things that you need to do. When a self-starter, I want to explain this to you. The moment you become a self-starter, the moment you have personal initiative, you automatically become a leader. Now, understand that 98% of the population, they are not leaders. They want to be led, but they don't want to lead. They want to be told what to do and when to do it. The moment you have personal initiative, you start doing things on your own. Basically, what I'm saying here is you look at the procedures, the processes, the systems, and you look at things and you say, hey, maybe I can improve this. I don't want to wait for somebody to tell me, let's improve this system. I take it upon my own to start improving things, to start arranging things and make things better in the workplace or in your business, wherever you are. The moment you do that, you automatically become a leader. Here's what most people do. Most people take action, really, when there is a crisis, when there is an urgency. And when there is a crisis, they start taking action to see if they can do something, but it's usually too late. You want to be the person who takes action consistently on your own. Now, we are living in a changing world where everything is changing so rapidly in this world, especially in the workplace. If you are the kind of person who just waits around to be told what to do, and you are waiting for your manager or your boss or for the company to give you the order, you are in trouble. You will always be stuck at the bottom of the company. And you know what I'm saying, right? You see people, they just come to the company and they come as the boss, the head man or the head woman. And you are looking at the person and you are like, wow, this person is not brighter or more intelligent. How come they get to be my boss? Well, they get to be your boss because they have personal initiative. It's kind of like invisible. You will not know it. It's like a secret because they are the kind of people who just go out and do things and systematically they keep doing things. And here's what happens when you take it upon yourself to show up and start doing things without being told. That is improving things, doing things better, and do whatever is necessary, right? You automatically get on the radar of the big bosses. They start thinking about you. Remember, in this rapidly changing world, in this new economy, the new normal world, so to speak, if you are not taking action, if you are not a self-starter, you are in deep trouble. Now, the question is, Renee, how do I find the motivation to now start doing things on my own, to show up in the workplace or in my business and to begin to take consistent action? How do I find the motivation? It's not that hard. There are three ways you can do so. But first, I want to remind you, if you look at the big companies in the world, such as Facebook, Coca-Cola, IBM, Airbnb, and all the other companies, Uber, those big companies, they were started by one man or one woman with personal initiative. And they didn't do it once. They consistently take action over and over until you see this big company. That's the essence of leadership. You become an automatic leader the moment you start doing things on your own. So let me share with you the three things you must start doing now. Number one, understand personal initiative or being a self-starter is indeed a behavior. A behavior, an attitude, that's what it is. Okay, so once you understand it's a behavior, and a behavior is just like a muscle, you have to practice the muscle. It's not like you go to the gym and you start working your bicep or your tricep and you do a few reps and you go home and the next day you see you have this big muscle. No, it doesn't work that way. I wish it would work that way. I would just go to the gym just now and start pumping iron and I would be bigger, right? And I go to the gym and I see those guys working at the gym and I begin to think about the hours of practice, repetition over time, over and over. And then now they begin to build a muscle after maybe a year or 2 years. Fortunately for you, according to positive psychologists, it takes about 60 plus days of doing something repeatedly. And then you build that muscle, that behavior, and it becomes a habit. The moment it becomes a habit, that's it. Now you show up and you have personal initiative. You are a self-starter. And believe me, the bosses, the companies in this changing economy, in this new world, that's what they are looking for. So that's number one, right? Muscle, behavior. You practice it, repetition, it becomes a habit. Do you understand this? I want you to get it. The second one is basically awareness. You are aware. Now that you are listening to this audio or you are watching this video, you begin to realize, wait a minute now, oh, that's why the person who is at the top is doing so well, is getting the big paychecks and is in charge, is leading. That's what they have, personal initiative. I thought they were smarter and brighter than I am. Now you are aware. Awareness is the number one thing you need. So what do? You say, you commit. You say, I am going to be a self-starter. I'm going to show up with personal initiative. I'll just walk around and start taking care of things. That's number two. Number three, you must do three acts of personal initiative or being a self-starter every single day. Three. In fact, put it on your calendar. Yeah, just put it on your calendar. Say from now and on, every day when I show up to work, I will find three things. Maybe it's a corner of the office where there's a lot of dust and everybody is waiting around for somebody to do it and nobody is doing it. You know what I'm talking about, right? Maybe you go to a meeting and nobody is taking note and you say, hey, I'm going to take notes, and you take some notes and then you go to the computer, you summarize everything and you send a copy to everybody. But they didn't ask you to do that. You did it on your own. My friend, that's leadership. That's writing your own ticket to the top. If you think you are stuck at the bottom, tomorrow you start doing three things, three personal initiatives every single day. After about 60 days, it becomes a habit. And once it's a habit, you will get on the radar of the big bosses of the company. You will rise to the top just like that. So I hope you get the concept that I just shared with you. Actually, it's not a concept. It's something that is proven. Because as I said, the big companies you see out there, the Facebook, the Twitter, the LinkedIn, the Airbnb, the Uber, and the Hyatt Hotels, and the Marriott Hotels, and the IBM, all those big companies, okay, they started by self-starters. Look, if I waited around for somebody to tell me, hey, you need to create this recording, how long would, it would never happen in the first place because nobody is going to come and tell me that I need to do this video. But I took it upon myself to wake up and then to go through my routine, my daily routines, and I say, hey, I have to do a video this week. And I just fire up the camera and then the lighting and the studio and the whole thing, and I just do the video. And so I hope you realize that's what you need to do too, so that you can stop doubting yourself, thinking like somebody is smarter and more intelligent and brighter than you are. No, they are not. Okay? They consistently take action without being told. They are self-starters. So starting tomorrow, on your calendar, put it in your calendar. Three things that I'm going to do that they don't ask me to do in the company. And I'm going to do it consistently for 60 days until it becomes a habit. And now everything I show up anywhere in a function, at an event in the company or anywhere, I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And this is what I'm going to take care of. Whenever you see that something needs to get done, don't go around and ask for permission to do it. Just do it. Just begin to improve things. Just begin to make things better. And once you do that, you will have the key to the kingdom. You will go from the bottom to the top of the company in no time. And it's the same thing if you are a business owner, you own your own business. That is the same thing you need to do. And hopefully, I want to leave you with this. Hopefully, if you are the leader and you interview people for jobs, that's what you have to look for in the candidate. You have to ask them questions to determine whether they are self-starters, people who just like to take charge, leaders, okay? Because people say, well, you are born a leader. Well, I don't know about that because being a self-starter is something you can practice. Remember, it's a muscle. That's the number one way you can develop that. You can start implementing the strategy. Being a self-starter, personal initiative is understand it's a muscle. You have to work it over and over again. And number two is awareness. Awareness is you work into the company and you begin to see things that needs to be done and you just do them. You don't know what that will do for you and your career. It will really blossom your career. It will take you to the top in no time and you will get the big paychecks. So go out and start implementing what I just shared with you and you will see what happens. Maybe it will take 2 months. Maybe it will take 3 months. Maybe it might take a year. But don't worry about it. The point is you have to be consistent. You have to commit to doing those three acts of personal initiative daily. And then bam. All right. Have a good one.
You've been listening to the Resilience is Everything podcast. If you enjoyed this segment, subscribe for more. Leave a rating. Also, to contact us or book Renee to speak at your event, go to www.resilienceiseverything.com.